for CEFO.
For CEF, KF4, NXY.
You doing?
Hey, I'm on my first cup of coffee.
The phone line, but I'd save it for work.
Maybe the aroma of it will hold you over till you get there.
Only tempting, but driving down 85 drinking coffee is not the greatest idea, but yeah, usually I save it till I get into work and get in the first meet.
I kind of get you woke up good and keep you alert and ready for the day. Weather people say it's getting foggy and getting worse, so how's it looking out there on 85?
Seen much. I mean, you can tell it's in a distance, but it's not anything so thick you can't see in front of you. I mean, I got probably a couple hundred yards of visibility, but you can tell it's there.
That's good. I've been outside a couple times, and it's, you know, it's not thick as soup or whatever, but, you know, I can tell it's out there when I go outside.
Yes, I don't mind it as long as I can see in front of me. You know, it gets so thick you can't see nothing and you having to slow down. That's when it's really bad.
Well, if I'm out and about and it gets like that, it kind of makes me tighten up everywhere and get concerned that if I slow down on a major road, somebody behind me might not, and that would make for a bad day.
Nowadays, with everybody so distracted by cell phones and all the electronic bells and whistles in a car, it's easy to do, and then you had something like fog on top of that.
Many, many years ago, a fella ran into the back of my mom because I think he was looking down at the radio or something, and she had stopped to make a turn, and when he looked up, it was too late for him to stop. And thankfully, she was in a big old heavy car, and she didn't get hurt and really didn't do much damage to the back of her car. But, you know, the fellow was kind of embarrassed about the whole thing. But, you know, I've seen pictures on TV from car wrecks where people weren't paying attention, and the car looked like it went to one of them compressor things where they take the junk cars and crush them.
It's already hard not to be distracted sometimes because you got your air and your radio and you throw on all the other stuff, the maps and the phones going off. And it's a whole lot easier to get distracted nowadays.
It sure is. Sure is, because, you know, I'll sometimes be playing with the radio or adjusting the air conditioning and you know, I don't get on really heavy traffic roads. I avoid 85 and 26 if I can, but when I do get on them, I try my best just to keep up with the traffic and pay attention.
A discipline thing just to try not to do it, especially, I mean, nowadays with phones going off all the time, and I try to set mine off to the side, but there's always that time when you look at it and you're like, yep, no, don't need to be doing that.
Well, do you have a little bit shorter day today since it's almost the weekend?
Today I did, but unfortunately today's my long day. We have so many managers and one of us stays over, and today's my day, and we're actually working tomorrow. It's kind of unusual, but, you know, as long as it's not all the time, I don't mind it. But we gotta build cars. People want to buy them, so we're going to build them.
Gotta get things done. I've had jobs where I had to work the weekend one time I was at work and they let the non-essential personnel go home because really, really bad weather. Well, I stayed at work. Yeah, I did wind up working, you know, with several different jobs. I did wind up working weekends, but now that I'm retired, it's every day's a weekend, and other than doggone doctor appointments, matter of fact, I had surgery done yesterday, and, you know, I'm recovering from that today, so. And the older you get, the more that becomes, you know, what thing you have to do.
At least you got the radio to keep you company, right?
Yes, sir. I got the radio in here and the computer and the TV, and, you know, I can let the wife sleep. I'm at the other end of the house, and, you know, I'll pretty much get up real early every day, and you know, it's good to be able to interact and communicate without having to get in the car and get out there amongst them.
It's odd to having a unit of some sort in your house. That way you can still talk. You know, it always sucks getting the wires and stuff running, getting your antennas up, but once you do it, at least you got something.
And after this latest surgery, I ought to be actually be more physically able to do stuff. Hopefully it'll improve the condition in my back and get out and about and, you know, ride the motorcycle and play on the boat some, you know, actually get it in the lake some. I mean, you know, I've even had to cut back on going to church. I'm real active in my church, so hope to get back to doing all those things.
I hope so. I mean, definitely need those things. It's nice to get out of the house, so, you know, it sucks when stuff holds you back from that. But, yeah, hopefully everything goes great with your recovery and you bounce back and you get to start doing all those things.
Well, how long before you get a chance to retire and take it easy?
I got a while. I started BMW when I was 21, and I'm 46, 7, I don't know now. There's so many. I've got a little while, so I just don't even think about it anymore. Just try not to even just, you know, put money in for what you can and wait for that day to get here.
What it's like, you know, sometimes you just gotta take it one day at a time, and you know, before you know it, and the time will be here, and keep back and take it easy and enjoy your radios and things you want to do.
But I mean, I don't want to rush in here. I don't mind it, but yeah, you gotta. Some time away from work is nice at least, but I got that coming up soon. So, got some vacation on the books. Need to get some time to go spend with the family. So, well, David, I'm getting off on my exit work, so I need to get on in here and get in the parking lot, get my space. So, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You enjoy your cup of coffee. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your phone.
KO4CEF, you have a real good day, and hopefully it won't be too long of one, and even having to work tomorrow, you can knock it out and spend some time with the family and enjoy Sunday. So I'll catch you a little later. KF4 NXY.